Unexpected.
Welcome back to Sounds Unexpected, a podcast acting as a hike for ears. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover, and today our episode features artists who are making work around religion and spirituality. It isn't hard to hold music and religion in the same realm. Both are, in nature, ephemeral and offer a space for communal and individual reflection. In fact, sound and spirit are historically bound, as religions were the epicenter of funding the early arts. The earliest evidence of music is traced back to instruments found in Egyptian tombs, the use of music in healing magic in ancient Greece, or Gregorian monks who were responsible for developing one of the earliest forms of written musical notation. The Hindu and Buddhist religions incorporate the seven chakras, which are points of energy within our bodies that are associated with our physical and mental well-being. These points can fall in and out of alignment, blocking the flow of energy. Caring for them involves a combination of attentiveness, physical positions, mudras, and sometimes sound. Each chakra is associated with a syllable and tone that sends vibrations into the point of energy to balance it. In the West, sound healers use singing bowls as well as chant to tune the chakras. This is, of course, only tapping on the surface of both subjects. We can be sure that both yield a vast plane of inspiration and exploration. Our first artist is Liz Dio, a composer and guitarist based in Lauderdale, Minnesota. Her current project is to create a piece for each of the 78 tarot cards. Today, we are hearing the piece for Two of Cups. The Two of Cups represents balance, friendship, joy, and sharing. It often refers to romance, but more generally suggests that one should be feeling cared for and loved in matters such as finance, work, health, and spirit. In this piece, a melody and countermelody fit together like a puzzle, which eventually separates into plucked chords that support the melody as it journeys. As the piece brings itself to a close, the two come together in unison.
Thank you.
next artist is Allison Kaw, who is based in Denver, Colorado. Allison is a singer, composer, and song healer who uses her voice to create customized soundscapes for individuals and their healing/creative intentions. These tracks are specifically durational in order for the receiver to be able to dive into their healing. Allison's curiosity lies with what sound the divine will inspire when she surrenders to becoming a vessel for healing energy. This act of surrendering allows her to release imposition on both the piece and the listener. Her policy is first thought, best thought.
Thank you.
Sarah Hansinger brings us to Riverside, California, where she composed Have You Tried to Be Happy, a piece addressing the relationship between depression and faith. Sarah uses spoken text as a method for sharing multiple perspectives. The beginning features females offering suggestions to someone struggling with mental illness. We then hear the perspective of the person with mental illness, followed by readings of the scripture. There is a duality in these words. One might feel built up, while another might feel torn down.
Have you tried sleeping more? Have you tried sleeping more? Have you tried sleeping more? Have you tried?
Have you tried exercising?
Have you tried sleeping more?
Have you tried?
Have you tried
exercising?
Have you tried sleeping more?
Have you tried
sleeping more?
Have you tried?
Have you tried sleeping more?
Have you tried?
Have you tried exercising?
Have you tried exercising?
Have you tried
exercising?
Have you tried
exercising? Have you tried exercising?
Have you tried exercising?
If I could just be happy.
Dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your Holy One see corruption, the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
I wait patiently for the Lord. I wait patiently.
Making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth.
He put a new song in my mouth.
He put a new song in my mouth.
A song of praise to our God.
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 Sound and religion are concepts packed with wonder. These artists show us the relationship between the two continues on in new ways, whether that be through interpreting a tarot card, letting sound heal, or asking new questions about the church. One thing we can be sure of is a consistent fascination with the things larger than us. Thank you for listening to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. See you next time. Sounds Unexpected is made possible by KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more at kfai.org.